Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Welcome back to the NutraMedical Report. We have some very exciting videos we did. We recently talked about the 7 for Heaven sale. By the way, I just talked to Michelle. She's going to extend it through to Friday at midnight, believe it or not, because we have a lot of stragglers that are still trying to get the sale to get their health back for 2018. I think that we're at a convergence point. I can perceive that in the spiritual realm, the war in heaven is already well on. The number of exorcisms and demonic activity on Earth, including sexual perversions like Hollywood and the intel agencies and 10,000 arrests in the United States and warrants, the rise of Pedogate, the wars and rumors of wars, the rise of maniacs like Kim Jong-un and the aggressive stance of China, the revolution that's occurring right now in Iran against the CIA-placed mullahs and the Ayatollah Khomeini, which brought in there by the CIA back years ago when they replaced the Shah of Iran, which they also put in there when they removed Mossadegh, who was trying to get the British oil company to make a plastics factory in Tehran. What people need to understand is where we're on the edge of a catastrophe. I see 2018, which is 666, is going to be a hell of a year. Now, I've got some predictions and some prophecies, but I want to hear your point of view first, Jonathan, because we see, for example, a very successful first year for Donald Trump. Now, Donald Trump is the most powerful man in the world, and a lot of people really underestimate the power of America. I have a full understanding of just how powerful America is, because our previous wimpy presidents, going right back to John F. Kennedy, have not used either the financial, the technical, or the nuclear military power of America against the world, but Trump will. And we can see already a lot of the moves that he's doing that will make America strong again is also moves that are going to weaponize metadata and personal information for the intel agencies to be able to not only go after foreigners and people overstaying their stay here, but also weaponizing the data against American citizens in the future if the state goes totalitarian, which I think under the circumstances of attacks both by rogue nations and by terrorism within the United States, there's at least 10,000 Muslim camps. But believe me, when they clamp down, they're not just going to clamp down on Muslims, it's going to clamp down on all Americans. So a lot of the steps that Donald Trump is doing to make us control our borders, et cetera, and to control our economy, and now fight against China with the petro yuan, things are going to get extremely nasty this year. We are almost certainly going to have a nuclear conflict with North Korea, and China said they're going to try to block us. We have Iran having a current revolution, or at least we are starting to back them up remotely, but we really should be sitting in sat phones and so these people can communicate. And we actually need to read a riot act. I think we should be more overt and say, look, you mullah step down and we're going to decapitate your government because you're threatening Israel and the whole Middle East and Hezbollah. And even European cities, people don't realize Iran is threatening to hit with nukes European cities. People don't get this, do they? And they are a proxy of North Korea and Venezuela, of course, is in that mix as well because they have nukes put there by Russia, and including the nuclear submarines in the Orinoco River, and I'm the primary whistleblower on that, just like I whistleblew 5 years ago on nukes being placed by the Russians in the Guatemala-Mexican southern border. And they cleaned them out. Our military cleaned those missiles out after I notified them that I had my sources that there were missiles down there, and they found them. So you need to understand what's going on is incredibly dangerous. We are not minutes to midnight, we are seconds. And the spiritual things that are happening in America, like in Australia, they just celebrated with a rainbow lights over their parliament buildings because they now are honoring the idea that they accept gay and lesbian marriage. The whole world is going to hell in a handcart, and judgment is coming. I can smell the sulfur and the swishing movement of the tail of the dragon coming toward us. Things are going to get nasty, aren't they?
Absolutely. Yes, I can see it coming, too.
And don't think that Donald Trump, even though he's a white hat mason, he's doing lots of great things. I mean, he's the, quote, the best president we've had since Hamilton, making America strong in our economy again. Remember, breaking America down and exporting our corporations 50,000 in the last 30 years is part of the globalist plan to make sure eventually America surrender to world government. But people don't understand all while he's doing this, he's also preparing America to choke the whole world with the mark of the beast because it's going to come from America. And I'm the only one on earth that says this, thus saith the Lord, that the mark of the beast is going to come from us. And the whole rest of the world thinks they can take us on. They're delusional. China will disappear in a vapor cloud in 14 minutes if they try to take on America. Same with Russia. They, as it says in the Bible, 85% of their populations will die in the hills of Judea and trying to attack and come in the Middle East. These peoples from these rogue countries that think that they can finally get a weakened America are delusional. And unfortunately, right now we have a leader, even Bannon is attacking because he realizes that Trump is being driven by his ego. He's driven by power-hungriness of the people around him. And his advisors are directly linked to the Vatican. 38% of his advisors went to Jesuit universities, including Mike Pence. And these people have the Pope on speed dial. And the Pope is a devil. People don't understand just how evil this guy is, do they?
Well, the Bible calls him the hard names, and he fits them all.
He does. So where do you think we're going in 2018? Because I honestly think this is setting up the caliphate and the Mount of Olives, because they're now moving our embassy from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem. You wouldn't think otherwise in any other country would be a big deal. But this perfectly sets up Adnan Oktar and the Neo-Ottoman Empire under Erdogan, which is the largest palace ever built in human history, to move to try to create a so-called peace pact under the Vatican in Jerusalem, with the Mount of Olives being the head of the caliphate between Sunni and Shiite Islam, which one of the signs you'll see is the disappearance almost instantly of Islamic terrorism. You'll see it disappear, and people will say, well, how do you know that, Diego? I said, because the Most High God told me to tell you that this is coming as a sign of a temporary peace, which is why it says in the book of Hosea and the book of Acts, when they shall say peace and security, then destruction shall come upon them suddenly. People aren't aware of this. They're into religious churches that have a form of godliness but don't have a relationship with the Most High God. It's disgusting when we have people like these Christian leaders that have gone along with the Vatican and tell us that the Reformation is over. These are demonically energized devils running these so-called Christian denominations, aren't they?
Well, absolutely, and this was all predicted. The deadly wound being healed was prophesied. How America would set up an image of, that's a likeness to the Vatican, and how it would enforce the mark of the beast. That's all in Revelation 13, and you compare it with other scriptures. There's no other way it can be understood.
Well, the mark of the beast basically has two components: cryptocurrency, which is 105 cryptocurrencies worldwide this month. Turkey and Venezuela launched their own cryptocurrencies. They're run, basically, the cryptocurrency idea has been launched by the no such agency, the NSA. What people need to understand, the other half of this is biometrics, which the IRS now and the European Financial Commission have insisted that they get the identification of people that use cryptocurrencies because they, quote, want to get their taxes. That means when you marry cryptocurrencies such as Bitcoin or one of these other cryptocurrencies, and they keep on pushing them, send me tons of emails, it drives me nuts, And I listen to people out there, and they email me over and over again. One guy by the name is Crypto Dog. Now, Mr. Crypto Dog, you need to know you don't know what the heck you're talking about. All you people out there that think Bitcoin and these cryptocurrencies is your salvation, you're going to become a Bitcoin millionaire, you are blithering, satanically energized idiots. And you're literally walking toward the mark of the beast system, because when they marry the two together, you will be captured in the electronic cyber cage. And that's what the government intends. And believe it or not, it will be forced by America on the whole world. This will be America's response to the yuan, petro yuan dollar backed by gold 5 years ago, given a special drawing rate by the IMF just last summer. People need to know, when America gets nasty, the world is going to shake. People have no idea what's coming, do they?
Well, this is going to be a very momentous year. Absolutely.
Yeah, and I can't say it's going to all happen this year, but enough nasty stuff. If we make it through the next year, which we will, it's going to be with wars, rumors of wars, geoclimatic disasters like this cold snap in North America and around the world, where the fountains in South Carolina have frozen, and snow in the panhandle of Florida. People need to realize what's coming is judgment. Jonathan, Jonathan, I want you to, your website is beforeus.com. You have an amazing multi-part video about the Vatican. Can you give us a title and how they can order it? This is really essential material because it shows that the third woe, which is in the book of Revelation, is actually the third jihad of Islam, which is, in a sense, God uses pagans and even fake religions like Islam to actually bring judgment against the apostate church, both Jewish Talmudic Jews that believe in the Zohar and the Sepharad Zohar, which are demonically Canaanite paganistic books. They have nothing to do with the ancient Hebrews or Jews. And then on the other hand, we've got a situation where the whole world is catapulting toward a series of wars and rumors of wars and geoclimatic disasters. We're heading into a Maunder Ice Age right now, which drove the Vikings out of Greenland. And on top of that, we're polluting and destroying the benthic layer of the oceans. The proliferation of biological weapons, which, by the way, the Bio-Pripyat program moved from Soviet Russia when it collapsed to Iran and Syria. So this is going to get dicey this year, and people don't understand it. That's why this revolution in Iran could go a lot of bad ways. And the situation with North Korea, China basically is in total control of Kim Jong-un, and they have no intention at all of stopping him from being a danger to America. None. That's why we should not trust China or Russia at all. And people don't understand that. And we also have to realize that in trying to make America great again and strong again and safe again, the changes are going to literally mutate us into a beast empire, aren't they?
Well, that's the second beast of Revelation 13. It's predicted in detail.
Right. So tell us where...
We should go through Revelation 13 one time. It would be an eye-opener to people.
Go through what parts you want to, because I honestly think there's a template there for... I'm going to predict that, number one, we're going to have a trade war with China, a decapitation of North Korea one way or the other. Either his generals poison him, and they surrender to an international force to demilitarize it. But we're not going to tolerate a nuclear arsenal aimed at us without missile defense, which is years away from being complete. So Donald Trump realizes, and the military people realize around him, that we're incredibly vulnerable. And yes, we can destroy any other nation, but they'll have us destroyed too, so it'll be a Pyrrhic victory if we destroy Russia and China and these other nations, because most of our population will be dead except those in bunkers. And if they're down there for months, most people won't realize life in a bunker is a suicide pact, because up to 25 to 30% in the first month will commit suicide in one of these underground bunkers. So people should start realizing it's the end of normal, modern, secular history right in front of us, isn't it?
Well, some big surprises are in store. Yep. You're asking me, Dr. Bill, about that video sequence.
Yes, I want you to kind of highlight what's in it.
It's called The Vatican, Islam, and Jerusalem.
Right.
Now, it's very interesting that a development that was mentioned in the videos has taken place in this last week.
Right, and what is that development? Because What is that development?
Development is this. Turkey's President Erdogan has announced that he's going now to become the global caliph. Now, there are increasing signs that Turkey's dictator, Mr. Erdogan, aims to turn his nation into the dominant component of a new Islamic caliphate, which will control more territory than the Ottoman Empire in the Second World.
Right, and he's working directly with Adnan Oktar, who's his proxy, who claims he's the Imam Mahdi, but Erdogan, who's built the largest human palace in history of Earth. There's no palace bigger than the palace that Erdogan built in Turkey for himself and his family.
He's a monstrous egotist.
Oh, yeah.
And he said now, he's been visiting countries and setting up embassies from 300% greater than there was last year. He's racing with the timetable. And he said, I still hope that we can prevail in every country on the African continent, and we're going to achieve that because we are very determined. Now, he went on to say that if we're not defending peace, and if we want the Middle East to be pushed into further conflict and turmoil, then the price will be upon President Trump and Israel. And he's making a threat here of war. And Islam expert Joel Richardson, who was quoted actually in the WorldNet Daily report just the other day, he cited the Old Testament warning that in the last days, invasion of Israel will specifically be led by Turkey.
Right, of course, Togomar of the North parts is Turkey, isn't it?
It is, yes. And it will not be a peaceful takeover of Israel and Jerusalem. It's going to be one that's going to be done by war.
Right.
And since Erdogan has assumed complete control of Turkey, there are now more journalists in prison in Turkey than any other nation on the earth now. In fact, well over 100,000 Turkish citizens have either been indefinitely imprisoned without trial or fired from their jobs on suspicion of supporting the opposition.
Most of them do as little as actually get a loan from this guy that's an American that runs the largest Turkish schools across Europe and around the world for homeschooling and whatever. And he has a series of banks, too. What's his name, that American? They tried to do a coup against his government, and I believe it was a collaboration between this Turk, Turkish financial leader and banker, and the CIA. And, of course, the Russians gave notice to Erdogan that it was going to happen, and so he's now much more allied with Russia. And, you know, that's despite the fact we have the Insulet Air Base, and so on, not only for launching our missile defense systems and the radar, but also our jets in the Middle East. So Turkey is the fourth largest army on the planet and a very large tank force and air force. People don't realize how powerful they are, do they?
That's right, and they're planning to use it.
Right.
They're not just getting this army together to sit peacefully. They're planning to use it.
No, what I heard is that he supports the Jews starting the blood sacrifice, but he wants the Mount of Olives to be the head of the caliphate. And he and Adnan Oktar, his kind of proxy media person, who claims to be the Mahdi, wants to have the caliphate and the Mount of Olives in Jerusalem. So now that America is moving her embassy from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem, this is precipitating the final events that will happen.
Because Erdogan is now warning America that he will go to war against America if he takes over that plan. Now, throughout the nation of Turkey, men and women are continuing to disappear randomly and suddenly, literally snatched off the streets, simply for suspicion of going against him in their views.
Yeah.
And the elderly and those with incapacitating illnesses and pregnant women and even babies are now being routinely thrown into prison. And the current national roundup of Erdogan's enemies or political opponents is very reminiscent of Adolf Hitler's Nazi Germany, and this is just the beginning. Erdogan is planning a worldwide empire, and he's going to take it by force. And he says, "I'm going to win."
How many nations are Muslim? I think it's 23. And the caliphate at the Mount of Olives, run by Turkey in the Neo-Ottoman Empire, will be the head of that. And it'll happen, I believe, the nascent aspects of this will happen probably in 2018, which will set the stage for the Jewish doing the abomination that desolates, which is a blood sacrifice at the springs of Gihon below the Eastern Gate, below the Temple of Antonius, the releasing territory called the Desolation. And welcome back. And Jonathan, you mentioned the sequence of events that's likely to happen, including the fact that back in ancient times, that the Catholic Church under the Pope, the Vatican, actually set up the Islam and actually even gave them weapons to try to clean out the other sects of Christianity that were in Syria and in Egypt. And the then when they wouldn't hand over the Temple Mount, they actually turned on Islam and created a battle against them with the Crusades. What people should understand is that the Catholic Church actually invented and fostered the growth of Islam in its early nascent stages. And they're currently right now, of course, the Vatican's going to use Islam to get their way. Then, of course, they're going to have the West destroy Islam. Can you go through the stages of this, of these events, and, you know, give us a timeline of how it will happen?
Okay. Well, as you mentioned, Dr. Bill, initially, when the Vatican found it could not control come over the top of the Christians of North Africa and the Middle East, it looked down and saw these wild, independent tribes that were very good at fighting, and eventually set up a leader for them and said, "Now you go and slaughter all the Jews and Christians who are not under our control. And then when you've done that, hand Jerusalem over to us as our reward for making you a great nation."
Right.
Of course, the Arabs went ahead and they took over the Middle East and North Africa. But when Rome wanted Jerusalem, they said, "Well, we've done the work. No, forget you." And that was the beginning of the Catholic Crusades against the Arabs in the Middle East, the Muslims.
Yeah, now, exactly.
The Bible speaks of that time as being the first woe, and then there was a second woe at the time of the Protestant Reformation, when Islam actually turned on its creator and marched through Europe and took over half of Europe, just as the Pope army was about to destroy the Reformation, and they destroyed that army.
What's amazing to me is, in fact, the judgment of Islam against the Catholics allowed the Protestant Reformation to continue, so it wasn't stomped out. So the second woe actually had the side effect of allowing Protestantism to grow in Europe.
That is right. Yes, it did. And even Muslim historians admit that fact, that if it hadn't been for Islam, the Protestant Reformation would have been wiped out by the Vatican's army, but they destroyed the army.
Right, and to some extent, at least Islam during that period of time was relatively tolerant of Protestants, but those who had the tonsure, which is basically the haircut of the sun god in Sunday worship, the Muslims were very much against them and attacked them when, of course, the Protestants were actually at the time worshiping on the Sabbath, which is Saturday. And it's only later that many of the Protestant churches became Sabbath worshippers not on the Sabbath day, but on Sunday, which is interesting. So that people don't understand this, that the Muslims, that believe it or not, they honor the Sabbath, which is interesting. That, you know, other than the Seventh Day Adventists and some other small groups, the Protestants are actually honoring it like a daughter church, not a sister church of the Catholics, which is why they've been constantly rebuked by the Catholics that they're not a sister church, they're a daughter church of the Catholics and coming back into the, quote, the fold, aren't they?
Yes, that's right. And, of course, the Bible predicts that Rome would be called the mother church, the mother of harlots. The others are playing harlot with the mother in doing things which don't belong to God at all. They're putting pagan practices in with Christianity, and so they're called harlots, those who actually are not faithful to God in the truth of the word.
And One of the things that's very common to the Protestantism and Catholicism is the worship of the Queen of Heaven as Mary. And they've deified Mary to the point where, in fact, the eventual hidden gospel that we talked about before is that a portion of the believers will actually become the bride of God. And in a sense, we, the believers, are joining the God family. That's why he's talking about coming back for the marriage supper of the Lamb. In a sense, the believers are the Queen of Heaven because we're married to Yeshua in the flesh through eternity in our fallen realm. So we'll have extended lifespans, but we won't go from life into life. We won't die a second death because we'll be saved and living in the saved culture and world. And this is the hidden gospel that Jesus talked about. The Queen of Heaven is not Mary or some form of goddess worship, which is what modern so-called Christianity is. It's a form of reformed, in a sense, Druidism and ancient paganism. That's why the fish hat on the head of the Pope and so on is basically ancient Druids. These are Druids. That's what they are.
So, continuing the Muslim story, it's very interesting, Bill.
Yeah.
The third woe is, the Bible calls it the third woe, because this is going to be the third great attack on the West. And the third woe, the Muslims themselves are recognizing the coming events as the third jihad. In other words, the third worldwide conquest, this time over the whole world. That's their plan. Sitting with Jerusalem as their capital city and ruling the whole world. That's the Muslim plan. Now,
I think it's going to happen in 2018. My gut feeling tells me that Erdogan and Adnan Oktar in the Vatican are going to have their way, and to slay the so be a peacemaker, Trump and his Netanyahu, and the deal he's made with Saudi Arabia and these other Muslim countries, that they are going to accept that the Mount of Olives will be the head of the caliphate and share the capital, which will be called Al-Quds, on the Mount of Olives, right across the other side of the wall on the eastern gate where the so-called Temple of Antonius is. So that I believe that next year it's very probable you're going to see this happen. And Trump, of course, become the great peacemaker, at the same time moving the embassy to Jerusalem, but also agreeing with the Vatican, who's already got a group of cardinals who've already converted to Islam, because this Christmas they had Muslim ceremonies in the Vatican City. People don't know that, do they?
That's right. But Erdogan himself is very angry with Trump's plan to move capital to Jerusalem, because he said this is going to be our capital and not anyone else's capital. That's what Erdogan is saying.
Yeah, I think Erdogan, though, is playing a game here. I don't believe it's as straightforward. He's saying if it's going to be your capital, it's also going to be the capital of the caliphate. He can't just have it the capital of a Turkish caliphate. It has to be a shared capital between so-called the Jews, which are apostate Talmudic Jews of Jerusalem, and the Muslims and their caliphate at the Mount of Olives, which is what they've already asked for, is they want to have this Al-Quds. And they even talk about the Imams in Iran have actually talked about, so have the Saudi Arabians. So they all see the Mount of Olives, where so-called Muhammad is supposed to have ascended to heaven on a horse from the Temple Mount, the Mount of Olives, that they want this as their capital. And I think next year you're going to see it happen. This year, I think that you're going to see Donald Trump being a major player in the Vatican actually doing this.
And you're going to watch the coming Hitler, who sits at the present time in Turkey. He says, I'm going to rule from Jerusalem and no one else is going to rule with me, and if it has to be, there's going to be a big war. He's actually saying this with his own words right now.
He can mobilize his troops across from Turkey to Syria into Jerusalem so fast it's mind-boggling. And people don't understand. The Turks have all kinds of advanced missile systems and so on. It would not at all surprise me that they have a great deal of their own missiles, including even American missiles that they've actually placed there as forward placements against the Soviet Union for years, that they can get access to those and try to get the unlocking codes. It would not at all surprise me that Turkey tries to become, in a sense, a nuclear power one way or the other. And their deals now with Russia, because Russia helped them to avoid the CIA coup against Erdogan, that there's some dirty deals going on here. Mr. Putin is not at all to be trusted, whether or not he's a blood descendant. he is like a sneaky, manipulative rascal like Rasputin during the fall of the czars and czarinas. So 2018 is going to be a desperately dangerous year.
Turkey has within its territory an American military arms base, and it can just seize all of that quite easily.
Yeah, and missiles. Insulate.
Yes.
That base has been there forever, even during the missile crisis.
Water is the...
to see this revolution in Iran to continue. I expect to see that Erdogan and his cohort, Adnan Oktar, will get access to the Mount of Olives and they will set up a caliphate. I think you'll see peace with Iran because the revolution will continue and they'll decapitate the mullahs of Iran. I see China having a trade war with America and either his generals poisoning him, which might stop him from being destroyed, because those generals want to live. They don't want to be boiled in their own skin by America. You know, people don't realize that America has a long fuse, but you really tick us off, you are facing annihilation. And it doesn't matter if you're Russia, China, or North Korea. They really don't get it. That the dragon nation, if you look at America from space, it looks like a giant dragon, doesn't it? And do you know the name of America? It wasn't from Americo Vespasi, the Portuguese mapmaker. It's from the Incans, who called it the land of the dragon. Did you know that? The land of the dragon. Quetzalcoatl, the land of the dragon. So North and South America were the lands of the dragon. So when the Chinese look to America, they realize, we're the dragon nation. Do they not realize they're tempting the tail of the dragon? They're going to get destroyed? And our cohorts in Japan, we have armed to the teeth with more nuclear weapons than you could shake a stick at, and they're within 14 minutes of wiping out every Chinese city. And the Chinese think they have missile defense. They do not. They have absolutely no defense against starting something which they can't finish. It's like being a mixed martial artist, and you're really big and you're smart and everything, but you don't do all different types of martial art, and you get in the ring with somebody to put you in a Brazilian chokehold, and you got to either tap out or you're going to be unconscious in 30 seconds. And that's what's going to happen to these other nations. They don't get it. And once that happens, the hegemony of America over the world financially and otherwise is going to be complete. Because I think after China loses bad in a trade war with America and North Korea is captured and there's peace in the Middle East between Iran, you're going to see the Jews try, I don't know if they will, to actually start a blood sacrifice on a Sukkot, which will start kind of like the clock ticking. And I really believe that things are going to only last for a period of time because this so-called peace won't last long. This peace is going to be very short-lived before it's going to blow apart and things are going to get extremely dangerous and ugly.
All right. Now, to bring it right down to the sequence, we're coming into the third woe, the final strikes of the third woe, and just as in the second woe, during the time of the Protestant Reformation in Europe, the destruction of Rome was raised against the Protestants to get rid of them, and then from the east came the Muslims, and they penetrated right to the gates of Vienna, and eventually the army of Rome that was prepared to strike the Protestants had to be diverted to defend Vienna, and the Muslims wiped out the whole army, destroyed it completely, and this enabled the Reformation to survive and continue. Now we're coming to the third woe, and I do believe that history will repeat itself again, and the Bible does say it will. We can expect the hand of Rome's enforcer, who's going to be America. Revelation 13 says that there are two great powers in the end times. One is the Vatican power, the other is the United States in the New World. And as the United States enforces Rome's mark, the mark of the beast, Rome will determine that the dissenters will be wiped out. And the Muslims will rise up and cause a deflection of the hand of persecution that was raised to destroy the dissenters, and cause America to try to defend itself against Islam. Now, prophecy says that Islam will strike the Vatican's enforcer, America. Then, while Rome's army, America, is distracted while it restrains radical Islam, those who are faithful to God are largely sheltered during the sealing time. And this will take the heat off God's faithful ones so they can proclaim that last warning message to the world with great power. Now, then comes the time when Islam faces not just America but all the West who turn against her. And Islam actually is wiped out during the sixth plague of Revelation 16.
Yeah.
Her power is dried up. The power of the Euphrates region is dried up. And Euphrates actually is symbolic of the Muslim area.
Right.
During the second woe, the forces were released from the Euphrates during the sixth plague, coming now soon, the seven last plagues. During the sixth plague, the power of Islam is dried up. In other words, it's sitting in the holy mountain of God in Jerusalem. It comes to an end, and the Vatican comes into the vacuum. This is the Vatican's plan.
Oh,
first, to use its lamb against the West, to bring down America and the West so that they'll do what Rome wants, and then to use the West to retaliate and get rid of Islam. Now, once Islam is destroyed, the Vatican sits in Jerusalem, and for a very short period thinks it's going to reign over the whole world from Jerusalem. But God has the final say. Just as America has given power to Rome, so Rome now sits in Jerusalem for a short period, and the power of the Vatican suddenly is destroyed. And the Lord Jesus Christ returns. That's the prophecy of Revelation 16.
Yeah, and it also means the destruction of the arts and everything else, and the Vatican City will be destroyed. That's what's prophesied. And remember that
the Vatican will be burnt.
There was an Irish bishop who visited 9 centuries ago, and gave a list of all the popes. The last pope is currently in the office right now as a Jesuit. Now, people have to realize the word Jesuit means Society of Jesus. They are not followers of Jesus. These are satanic wizards that literally run Rome, and they believe in a really bizarre gospel that has nothing to do with the gospel of Jesus. People need to understand that. And the fact that they're willing to make alliances with Islam or with apostate Christianity through these apostate pastors, so-called, ending the Protestant Reformation, indicates just how far gone they are. There's the furthest thing you can imagine from being a real Christian with a relationship with God, because basically, it's not priestcraft or ceremony that makes you one of God's children. It's a relationship with Him. And the Vatican's actually taught that you can't have a relationship with God. It's impossible.
The present Pope, Dr. Bill, is saying it's dangerous to want a relationship with Jesus Christ.
It's the only way to be a Christian. And you need three things, which is why I say Donald Trump is a pre-Christian. Number one, you have to have an admission of sin. Number two, you have to have a testimony of repentance. And number three, you have to actually walk that repentance out with every time that sin comes up in anybody or a situation. I don't see that. If you're really a Christian believer, you need to recognize without God, you're not capable of doing good. It's not what do it thou well to the whole of the law, which, basically is the first sin that Satan taught Eve and then Adam. People understand the beautiful face of evil is the most vile types of evil that's done because it's not recognizable by the vast majority of people. That's why even the fact that America is going to prosper and eventually crush the whole world with a cashless system, people think, well, it's great. America deserves to bring Pax Americana to the world with a cashless financial system, because that's going to come and will be enforced by this all-powerful America. People don't see that coming, do they?
Well, this is going to be a very important year. I think we need to be wide awake and watch the news very carefully.
Now, one of the things you wanted to mention, we'll do this probably on some video, is the 70-week thing. And I think the 70th week was finished with Jesus. But there's a latter-day kind of presentation that they're not going to... And then Erdogan and Adnan Oktar are pushing to support the idea that Jews start a blood sacrifice again. Now, whether the Sanhedrin does it or not, they're going to attempt to do so. The Temple Mount organization has been ready for decades. It's my feeling that we're really, really close to some kind of agreement to bring peace between the so-called Abrahamic religions, they call it. Islam, Catholicism, and Protestantism, all apostate, all demonically energized, like high level Masons, to make some kind of peace pact. So this peace that they were going to bring together is a false peace that won't last very long, will it?
They've declared the peace on October 31st, that year just gone.
Right.
That now the protesting is over, we have peace. That's what they're saying.
Yeah, and I guarantee you that this year, it's extremely likely, I would say prophetically almost certain, you're going to see the Mount of Olives given over to Islam to allay the violent arguments and complaints and threats from Erdogan and the Muslims. And when you see that and you see the peace that comes to Iran once they decapitate the mullahs there, then you're going to see this smiling, you know, Netanyahu smiles so hard he's going to get a facial sprain syndrome. Things are going to start getting very, very wonky, very dangerous, because war, as I said, when war looks absolute, peace will come. When peace comes and is noxious, it won't last long and it'll end in destruction. Thank you, Jonathan. Amazing analysis. The Third World. Get your videos before us.com.
Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque, and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.